And everything arises from the mind, so one must be wary of mind.
Yeah, so that one is very important. We have already gone through all this. So form is emptiness, emptiness is form. Then because you penetrated with awareness, then you will have the ability to see form as it is through the mundane consciousness, the mundane seeing. Then you can have the direct seeing, then you can see beyond form. That's why Kan San, Wu Si San, where there is no word involved in the direct seeing, understand not? No concept, no idea, no mundane mind, nothing. It's just the pure awareness. That's why when you have that type of seeing, you don't see form. So when you understand that, then you can see beyond form. So not until you can see form, the unreality of form, you cannot see beyond form. So seeing beyond form need the direct seeing, the pure seeing, without the words, without the concept. Otherwise, you are trapped in form. You will continue to cling, grasp, and give meaning. Yeah, this one pertains to the conditioned world, not the unconditioned direct seeing from the pure awareness. That's why meditation makes a big difference to your understanding of things. Without meditation, the mundane mind cannot understand. Then to see mind is even more difficult. Your mind is more subtle, gross. One is form. Form is more gross, more tangible, like this table, everything. But to perceive the mind, which is the image, is so subtle. Unless you are mindful, aware, you cannot see them. Then when you are at the mind level, without awareness, you cannot understand mind. So when you cannot understand mind, you cannot see beyond the mundane mind. It's all the creation by the mundane mind into the consciousness world become like very real to you. That's why you attach, you cling, you grasp. And the five ideas of forming mind, like it belongs to you. Sakkaya ditti. So all this entangle the living being.
In virtual reality, the mind will be even more.
Actually, you see, virtual reality, the way science managed to create this virtual reality is because the mundane mind likes to create this type of projection. So technology has made it possible for you to see through all the technology, big data, and all those things. So it's like it creates like a virtual reality, like you went into that place. Then because of the data, they create the virtual reality, like you are walking on New York, walking all over the world, but you are here in Cameron Island. So the delusion is, do not believe what your mind perceives. False perception is one. When we talk about perception, there is this, what they call real perception, when you see things as they are. The false perception is consciousness. That's a perception of form is consciousness. If you perceive it, whereas its non-perception is the direct seeing, wisdom. That's why Amy can recall and understand. You are with the awareness you see. So every time you perceive form, which is whether virtual reality or actual reality, is still form. Why do you cling on to form? Form arises because of consciousness. That's why the Surangama Sutta says, perception of form is consciousness. Means you are using consciousness and its content, which is thought-based. Whereas its non-perception is the direct seeing, and there is wisdom. So that statement is very powerful. We write down. Thank you, Angie, for recalling all this. Very good.
Thank you.
Dr. J is still in KL.
Doing Alicia's place in the seas.
Oh, well, like that he going to arrive quite late. So this one, you not only have to reflect on it, contemplate on it, you have to silence your mind to really understand this statement. Perception of form is consciousness, whereas its non-perception is wisdom. Consciousness means what? The thought process. So this one, the thought, will labor. Thought will labor. Labor is L-E or E-L. 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 Correct? So this thought will labor. Labor means what? Create words and concept. Understand? Because it's the mundane mind, understand? That's why when thought labor create words and concept, reality arise. Virtual reality arise. Understand? You think this chair, know that you call it a chair. It doesn't. No. Who call it a chair? Human being. Melayu, kerusi. Mandarin river, yi zi. Or amokia, armchair. So, the same thing, different label. That EU caliber, argue. Who say kerusi? Because different language. So, when you lack spiritual understanding, you end up perceiving form via consciousness. But please don't get the Buddha wrong. Doesn't mean that you try not to perceive form. Every time you want to do direct seeing, and then you are deluded again. Then like you chant, oh my boy. Understand? Because the understanding is to live life, you have to perceive. Understand? You have this form and mind can perceive. And perception, duality, concept, word pertain to the conditioned world. The conditioned world recognizes this. That's why there are three levels of seeing the mountain. Kan, san, su, san, ordinary, mundane seeing. And this one, you have to see. Because there is a form of mind. Because this is a convention. Within existent conditioned world, they use this convention. So you have to understand. But when you meditate and go beyond thought, the direct seeing, the pure perception, this non-perception is pure perception or the direct seeing through the awareness. The awareness see things as they are, understand? No word to describe, no concept. Like the baby, newborn, see things as they are. Understand? That all the movement, everything, the awareness understand. But the baby cannot understand. Why? Because the awareness is without wisdom. Because you don't have a memory that is cluttered yet. Understand? The baby actually can learn the mind very fast. But maybe you all teach him the wrong thing. Understand? You all teach him the human language. Then all is labor, labor, labor. Papa, mama. You are boy, you are girl, you are John, you are one. Then the identification starts, the accumulation, the conditioning, the belief system, the religious labor. All this is what memory, the education is all about, the conditioning. That's how human being become what it is. And doesn't mean that your parent purposely want to make you like that. Here is your coming. In the past, you teach your children like that. So now you have parents who will teach you like that. To come out of it, you must understand the Dharma, straighten your view and change and make aspiration for you to avoid the foolish and meet up with the wise. Understand? This is the nature's law. You don't avoid the foolish and meet up with the wise, you will continue to play the game of karma, cause and effect. Understand? Last time you remember, there was one your friend, I think, Pulaya. She came up with this word. 玩那个痛苦的游戏。玩不够还要玩. Understand? Karma is like that. Karma is 因果, it's 玩痛苦的游戏. The game of suffering, understand? So after playing the game for so long, not tired, still want to play, then continue. Then now got virtual reality to play. Then people kill you, you don't die. But as if real, oh, I like you that. So, Suyan brought up a very good one, virtual reality. But when you understand the Dhamma, you can explain all this. Understand? Well, that one is all consciousness, consciousness, consciousness. Technology, all thought-based consciousness. Yeah. All is remembered. That's why they cannot penetrate the awareness nature. They cannot go far, it's because of that. Okay?